Hello, today is November 12th, 2014. I'm Ashley A. Knapp of ashleyaknapp.com. I'm a writer and artist. So I was thinking about giving this one today a theme because I read like three articles today that kind of sort of tied together. But then I really wanted to talk about what I did today because I actually had a really good day today. So I'm just going to start out with my regular list of things that I accomplished today and then go on to the theme stuff if I have time left over. So, first things first, I've been pecking away at the deficit I had in my NaNoWriMo, and I've been getting at it and getting at it. Last night, after I finished, actually, my husband played Destiny for a while, so I decided to write during that time, and I got like another 800 words in. And then I wrote a little bit this morning, and when I signed into the local NaNoWriMo Fort Wayne chat room today on Skype, you know, I was pretty close. I caught up to yesterday's par, so I just had today's par to get through. And I mentioned this, and someone's like, hey, you want to do a word sprint? And I was like, okay. And remember, this is the same group I was beating myself up for yesterday because they're all, like, at 30K right now. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get obliterated. So we did the word sprint for about 20 minutes. And during the sprint, I wrote 1,300 words in 20 minutes. And so I think I've hit the nail on the head of the problem is that giving myself an hour just labeled write is too long. In the 4-Hour Work Week, and I know that's a very controversial book, but the author talks about how, and he's not the only one, I'm sure many more reputable people have also talked about it, but he talks about how whatever time you give a task to be done, that task will fill up that time. And I guess this is true. Like, I know I spent more than an hour writing every day, so why was I not getting, 1,300 times 3, because it's 3 20-minute segments in an hour. Why am I not getting that done? I think the space is just too large. I think I need to start splitting up the writing into actual 20-minute chunks and getting it done. Because when I did the first draft of this book, like, 2 years ago, not this book, the previous book, Phony Potions, before it was all about Azark, when it was like 20 different storylines. I would get through that like between classes, and I was like, how is that possible? I was like, well, because I gave myself a shorter time limit. If I gave myself half an hour, I'm sure I'd get the 2,000 words done that I used to. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to try giving myself only half an hour to write on NaNoWriMo every day, and the rest of the half hour to edit the Phony Potions book, and I'll see how that goes. So yeah, I'm caught up. I only have like 200 words to get the par for tomorrow. So if I can get like 2,000 more words out tomorrow doing the half-hour method, then I'll be ahead of schedule. And it'll be really awesome. I don't believe in like getting ahead of schedule like on day 5 or whatever, like finishing your 50,000 words on like day 10. Because where's the fun in that? You're like, I'm done. Drop, snap. You know, mic drop, walks off stage. Meanwhile, everyone else is like, I was just getting to my solo, man. Get back here. So that went really well today. Though I didn't do any reading. Uh-oh. Well, actually, I did do reading. I didn't do professional-level edited fiction reading, which is something I have to do because, like Stephen King says, if you don't have time to write, you don't have time to read, you don't have time to write. And if you don't have time to say what you mean to say instead of saying the exact opposite on accident, then you probably shouldn't be making a podcast. But it's too late now. We're already here. So that was awesome. Also, today was my painting day, and I was thinking about continuing Eskimo Kitten when I realized Christmas is coming up. It's coming up very soon. And there's some art project gifts that I want to do for people. I have a pretty long list of people I need to make stuff for. And so I started on that today. I started brainstorming and sketching and coming up with ideas and practicing characters because the people I want to draw for are like a variety of different characters and a variety of different styles. And of course, everything in the end is probably going to end up looking like my style, but I want to find those little nuances that make them look like them. And then there's also a couple of more realistic portraits I want to do. Though I might drop that idea because of the time sink. I might just make them like cute, stylized pictures, but look, it's my hair color. So, I don't know. Anyways, I'm not uploading any of those. Instead, I'm uploading the waddles I drew yesterday after dinner. because we watched Gravity Falls, Society of the Blind Eye episode, and oh my gosh, it was so funny. I laughed so hard. My favorite part in that episode, though, was, like, it was a joke, but I'd like to think there was also a character moment. It's when, and if you haven't seen Gravity Falls, it's on Disney XD. I don't know if you have cable or not, but if you have an opportunity to watch a couple episodes, give it a shot. I really enjoy it. I didn't think I would. I thought I'd hate it from the style, because I'm ignorant. But someone on DeviantArt started talking to me about it after commenting on one of my Secret Saturdays pictures, and they convinced me to check it out, so I watched it. Then I watched a marathon of it, and now I've been keeping up with the new episodes. And I'm like, why didn't I watch it last year? I'm so stupid. But anyways, one of my favorite moments in the episode, which is kind of a character moment, I think, is there's this character named Mabel, who's really delightful, impulsive, and this and that. She's like a counterbalance to her brother. And she's been spending all summer trying to get these summer romances to... Oh, spoiler warning. If you haven't seen Society of the Blind Eye, go watch it. But it's like two episodes back now, so... If you haven't watched it yet, you probably don't care about Gravity Falls spoilers. Anyways, so she has these romances that always fail at the end. And one of the ones she had was with a mermaid named Romando. Well, she's getting notes in a bottle from him, from his home in Mexico. And he sent her one, and she was reading the note. And Romando had written to her to inform her that he was in an arranged marriage to prevent a civil war underwater with the Princess of the Manatees. And, you know, he's obviously very upset about this. She pulls out the picture. It shows Romando, you know, frowning. And then there's this manatee with an arm thrown over him, right? And I would expect any other show to say something really nasty, you know, manatee and other aquatic nicknames are what really mean-spirited people use to refer to overweight people or people that, you know, don't fit conventional ideas of fitness. And she looks at this picture of this manatee of miserable Romando next to it, and she goes, I can't believe this! You know, her heart is breaking, and she goes, oh, and the princess is so beautiful, too! You know, and she tosses the photo aside in despair. And I just thought this was a great character moment, because a cynic or someone who's really judgmental would say something nasty, but because Mabel thinks everything and everyone in the world is so beautiful and wonderful and fantastic, she's in anguish over how beautiful this manatee is, because it's a princess and princesses are beautiful. And I just thought that was a great moment. And then they had another one later on, and this might be getting too much into gender relations or whatever. If it is, I'm sorry. But they had another one later on where a character named Lazy Susan is apologizing for something or something like that. She's saying something. And one of the guy characters says something along the lines of, yeah, but what she should really feel bad about is that mascara or something, you know. Something kind of snarky about the way she looks. And both Mabel and an older teenage character turn on him. And Mabel yells at him that this female character he just insulted is beautiful. And meanwhile, the other character, the teenage one, says, Sue, slay off, she's doing the best she can. You know, like, this is like, ooh, sorry, touched a nerve. But I thought it was really great how these characters, Wendy and Mabel, also had this girl's back. There wasn't any sort of girl infighting, or they didn't join in mocking her. And that was two instances in the show where the director and the writers could have gone for a joke where everyone ganged up on a character for lacking some sort of conventional beauty or common sense, and instead they had it as a character moment in the first moment and in the second one to show, like, a solidarity, like normalizing solidarity between women. If someone's, like, mocking someone for the way they look, you don't accept that behavior, you snark at them. And of course, Seuss kind of wrote it off as a joke, but I just thought that was a really cool moment. And I had a bunch of notes written up about articles I was gonna talk about that I read today, but I spent so long talking about Gravity Falls, I don't have any time for that. So I'm just going to save these notes for tomorrow and see if I still care about them. If not, I'll just throw it away. But, and I don't even have time to talk about my time tracker. But anyways, I installed the time tracker on the browser today, and I basically spent less than 40 minutes total on websites reading articles, and I read a lot today, so that was not my problem. I think I might be sick, and that's where the time is going, just zoning out. So, thank you for listening. Make sure you check out Comic Colorist audio booths and Bits Fair's audio booths because those are really good. And I'll see you tomorrow.